Good morning. Merry Christmas. What would a person who enters a dark room and, if not wanting to be discovered, unless they want to be, what would that person do when they walk into a dark room? Turn on a light switch. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus, as the light, exposes deeds that some people don't want to be exposed. They don't want to be discovered in that way. But his light also provides direction. The direction we need to go through this life for our protection. The light that Jesus provides, well, that light can be found in his word. His word is full of light, law and gospel. His word is truth. And in that word of truth, sometimes we hear things that we don't want to hear. But in that same truth is also things that we need to hear. What connects all the aspects of light and word and truth? Jesus. He is the light. He is the word. He is the truth. That's what Christmas really is about. It's about Jesus bringing light into this world in a way that God had promised it would come, revealed through his word of truth. And that's what we celebrate once again this Christmas day. Jesus, our light, the word, the truth. I invite your attention to the invocation on page 3 of our service bulletin. O Lord, you are the King of heaven and earth.
We give you praise and thanks. Hallelujah.
We worship this Christmas day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Truth and peace have come to earth.
I invite you to page 9 for our opening song, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. back on page 3. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love.
The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made.
We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve him as his dear children. But we have disobeyed him and deserve only his wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to him and plead for his mercy.
Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt.
God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, he has removed your guilt forever. You are his own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to his will.
Amen.
A reading from Holy Scripture through the prophet Micah, pointing out the fact that when the time was right, Jesus clearly could be identified as the one who was promised. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely. For then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
A reading from Holy Scripture, the book of Galatians, pointing out the fact that Jesus has secured a gift for us, a gift without end. But when the time, set time, had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are His sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are His child, God has made you also an heir. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Peace Came to Earth, our next song on page 10. What thankfully remains ours in great abundance as we celebrate Christmas, but it's not just there at Christmas time, but because of Christmas, it's clearly evident today and beyond. Thankfully, what we have in abundance is God's grace and His mercy and His peace, and that is rooted in His great love for us, a love shown in the gift of His one and only Son, our Savior, Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus, who is Christ the Lord. As we hear these words from the Gospel of St. John, the first chapter, we focus in on this fact that the truth is among us. And now as we hear these words from John 1, focusing in on the fact that the truth is among us, see once again how Jesus is that truth. And how Jesus, who is that truth, who is among us, sets the way for us through this life. We hear these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." The word of the Lord. We pray, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If you receive a gift, especially at Christmas, how do you unwrap it? Do you take your time carefully unwrapping that present little by little, maybe even with the hope of saving the paper or the bow? Or are you one who just jumps right in, pulls that paper, rips it off, because you're not going to save it? Whatever way you open that present, what's the attitude behind it? Yeah, there's appreciation, but there's also anticipation. What is it? And so whether you're carefully pulling that package off the paper or ripping right into it, you're thankful that you received a present and oftentimes surprised at what it might be. Whether we take our time pulling these words of John 1 apart or diving right in full steam ahead, there is still an element of surprise and wonder and amazement in these words, no matter how many times we hear them. There is so much packed into these verses of John chapter 1 that we read, that it's hard to digest them all at once. And so there is benefit in just taking our time and unwrapping these verses slowly. But also with time constraints, there's benefit too in just diving right in and taking it as a whole, and maybe later savoring what the Lord has to say to us about Christ the Lord. I mean, how many people, even as Christians, how many of us truly grasp who Jesus is and what he's all about? We never will on this side of heaven fully grasp Emmanuel, God with us. How can he, Jesus, be the Word made flesh? How can he, Jesus, be the one who was there at the beginning together with the Father and the Holy Spirit and yet take on human flesh and still remain God? How can Jesus, the Word made flesh, be the one who died on a cross and then rose again and also then ascended back into heaven and also will be the one who will sit as judge at the end of time? It's mind-blowing stuff. And yet at the same time, God has made it palatable, understandable enough for us to hold on to it for life and salvation. Jesus, the truth, is among us. The Word made flesh. He who is described as the light of the world. In fact, he has brought true light into this world. And with that, he's brought peace and hope and joy. But at the same time, he didn't come to establish an earthly kingdom. He already has a kingdom. And he brings us into that kingdom. And how many people have that misunderstanding about Jesus, the Word made flesh, expecting him to come into this world and establish an earthly kingdom? And so when we don't have peace and joy, so to speak, from a human point of view, well, then we kind of wonder, how powerful is this Jesus and what good is he? But Jesus himself said, my kingdom is not of this world. I did not come to establish a peaceful earthly kingdom, but rather a peaceful heavenly kingdom, which we are being brought into. Because by nature, we are not at peace with God. And on our own, we would not be able to enter that peaceful, joyous kingdom in heaven. Because what we bring to the table by nature cannot be in the presence of a holy God. And so God did something about that. He sent his truth, his Son, the light of the world, into this world. So that through him, what he came here to do would enable us, by grace through faith, to enter into God's holy presence forever. That truth about who we are by nature is not a truth we want to hear, is it? But Jesus, the truth, who is the light of the world, as part of that light, exposes our sinfulness. Not just the sinfulness that we are conceived and born with, but also the sinfulness that we commit in our thoughts and in our words, in our actions, day in and day out. Even during Christmas time, we can get caught up in saying some things and doing some things that are not really Christ-like and loving. How many times in our lifetime do we say or do something that instead of attracting people to Jesus ends up being a stumbling block in coming to Jesus? Jesus exposes that through his word of truth. He exposes the darkness of this world and explains why we, in a sense, live in a world full of darkness. Because the world by nature is conceived and born in sin. Human beings are the ones, as they are not connected to God, are the ones then who continue to walk in that way of darkness and let their egos get the best of them. And so we have wars and rumors of wars. Because by nature, we really don't want peace. Unless it's my way or the highway, which then stirs up trouble in the home, in the workplace, in society. What did Jesus, the Word made flesh, not have, which helps solidify peace for all human beings? A true, lasting peace? He did not have an ego. He came in all humility. And he took that humility all the way to the cross. I mean, he allowed himself to be born in a humble setting. He wasn't looking for bells and whistles. He didn't need that. After all, he's God. He's the Word. He's the truth. He's the light. And he came to give us light and truth through him who is the Word. The truth is among us. That truth is Jesus. Now, how does that truth about Jesus, who he is, I mean, there again, there is so much in these verses about who Jesus is, the truth about him. How does that truth help us as we go on our way through this life? Well, we touched on it already as because of what Jesus was willing to do, coming down in flesh, in all humility, enabling us to, through what he has done, to get into the presence of God for all eternity. He did that by his death on the cross, and that forgiveness and redemption and atonement sealed by his rising from the grave. And now he continues to intercede in our behalf. And so each time we fail before God to carry out his expectations, the Son reminds his Father, I paid for that already. Forgive them. And we stand then forgiven before the Lord. What does forgiveness do for you in your life? Well, think about someone you have not forgiven for what they have done or supposedly done to you. You're holding on to that yet. What does that do to your mind and your heart? Or you're waiting for someone to say their sorry to you. It's kind of related then to not forgiving them, even though they haven't said they're sorry. How is it helping your life by not at least being willing to forgive, even if they haven't come to you and said, I'm sorry? We strive for peace, but apart from Christ, we cannot have it. How else does Christ, who is the truth among us, guide us through this life? Well, why did he do what he did in the first place? Love. He loves us not because we're so special, but because of who he is. And what lesson does that set for us then as we live amongst the people who not always are lovable? Isn't grace finally defined as undeserved love? Aren't we then to show such love to others, not because they're so deserving of it, but even when they're not deserving of it? That doesn't mean, again, we don't hold people accountable. God holds us accountable, and so we are to hold others accountable as well for the sins that they and we ourselves commit. That's love too. But let us not forget the other part of love, and that is announcement of forgiveness. And that forgiveness then enables us to deal with the consequences as they come for our actions or for their actions. Jesus lights the way to be at peace with others. Jesus also reminds us through this that it's not we who come to God on our own, by our own decision. It's not something that we can earn. It's not something we deserve. It's rather purely a gift. And that's what makes Christmas such a special time, when we come to understand who Jesus is, that he is the truth, and what he has done for us out of truth, and what he does for our life day in and day out. He is the one who has brought us to faith, and he is the one who will keep us in that faith as promised. But when we step away from God, that's not on him, that's on us. For people who walk in a dark room and keep it dark, what can happen? You can get hurt. There's a light there for a reason, to help avoid getting hurt. Jesus is the light in the world. What happens, though, when we don't have Jesus as that light? We can get hurt, and for all eternity. But thankfully, Jesus has given us his light. And though the world tries to dim Jesus, who is the light, what's still here? Jesus, the light of the world, his truth is still among us. Even as the world has tried to rid the world of his truth, it's still here because Jesus has said, people come and go. Their ideas come and go. But his word, his truth, it remains forever. What better light source is there then for us to hold on to and to use than Jesus, who gives us peace and hope and joy, who has given us his word of truth to remind us of how we are to go through this life with an attitude of love and humility as a way to show our thanks to him who is the truth, who is the word made flesh, who is the light of the world. The truth is among us. That's why we're here today. To celebrate he who is truth and who came among us, so that we could have true peace, true hope, true joy. And so that we can know how to get through this life through Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, may it guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, who is the truth and who dwells among us, now and always. Amen. We pray. Lord God, all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works come from you. Give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments. Defend us also from the fear of our enemies, that we may live in peace and quietness. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And we also pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. As we continue with the sacrament, lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
And just a reminder for today that please remain standing at the rail. Thank you.
Now may the strength that it reserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting go in peace, sins forgiven.
Thank you.
O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High.
May the love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. May the power of the Lord Jesus make us strong to do his will. May the peace of the Lord Jesus fill our lives.
Amen.
Page 12, Joy to the World. Again, a Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. May those words never become lighthearted because of the impact of Christmas and what it has done for us and continues to do for us. And as you go throughout the day and enter the new year as well, may we continue to see how God's truth is relevant and evident each and every day. The truth that we don't always want to hear and see, but it's out there. But also then the truth that we need to hear and is there, both law and gospel, consequences of sin taking place, and yet the remedy is right there too. And so we give thanks that the truth is among us, and may it continue to be so, and it will, until the end of time. That's the hope that we have rooted in Christ, and that hope gives us joy. So a joyous Christmas and New Year to you. Regular services will be back in place starting next Sunday. Have a great day. Thank you.